It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Tuesday released their weekly crop progress, crop condition ratings report on Tuesday afternoon due to the holiday on Monday. This report still gives us an idea of just what the previous week's weather's influence was on the crops and just where we're sitting at with crop development stages. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about those numbers.
Opportunities aren't always easy to recognize. They can occur anytime, and usually when you aren't prepared or are too busy. That's where we come in. We do risk management. That's all we do. Whether it's deciding on government programs to deciding on which crop insurance policy best fits your operation, Martinson Ag can properly evaluate the best direction to protect your investment. As commodity brokers and insurance agents, we evaluate risk. Contact Martinson Ag Risk Management today, 701-205-4200.
USDA's weekly crop progress, crop condition ratings report continues to show a crop slowly moving forward in crop development. We're starting to see some concerns start to pop up again as far as corn is concerned, but we're also seeing conditions kind of stabilize. Corn in the dough stage was at 90% as of September 1, which is equal to the five-year average. 60% of the nation's corn was in dent compared to 58 average, but we continue to see some states lagging behind, like Iowa, Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota all are lagging by anywhere from 5 to 17% in their amount of corn that is in dent at this time frame. So that's a little concerning. As far as mature, 19% of the nation's corn is mature versus 13 average. And crop condition ratings were left unchanged at 65% good to excellent for corn, which was a surprise when we saw Illinois' crop 2%, Indiana dropped by 3%, Nebraska dropped by 1%, North Dakota was down 5%, Ohio was down 7%, and we did see South Dakota lose 4%. Kind of unexpected to see conditions stay unchanged with all those declines. So as far as soybean, setting pods is at 94% complete versus 93 average. Dropping leaves is at 13% versus 10 average. And soybean crop condition ratings dropped 2% to 65% good to excellent. We did see Indiana drop by 3%, Nebraska drop by 4%, North Dakota by 5%, Ohio by 2%, and South Dakota by 6%. Illinois did improve by 4%, and we did see Minnesota improve by 3%. As far as the other crops, we're finally starting to see, no condition rating for hard red spring wheat, only harvest progress. As right now, we're looking at harvest for spring wheat at 70% complete. That's equal to the five-year average. Barley's at 75% complete for harvest. That's versus 76 average. And we started to see winter wheat planting start. 2% of the nation's winter wheat is now planted versus 2% average. As far as pasture and rangeland conditions, they dropped 2% to 28%, good to excellent. And when you look at some North Dakota specific crops like durum, we did see conditions drop by 3%. Canola conditions dropped by 3%. Sunflower conditions dropped by 1%, and dry edible beans were down by 3%. So last week's weather had a little bit of a negative impact as far as most of the crops were concerned.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.